We can increase what we produce. We can decrease what we produce. We have good days. We have bad days. We are the variable. Time doesn't have a good or bad day. Time goes the exact same pace no matter what.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is why time management is an oxymoron. There is no such thing. But before we get into that, I'll remind you all or inform you that I send out a text every day guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point. I call it the Daily Motivation. I send one out every Monday, also called the Monday Motivation. Does the exact same thing. When we start sending those messages out again, which will be soon, all you got to do is be in my text community. It is free to join the community. My number is 305-384-6894. Just send a text to that number right now. As of this recording, you're not going to get an immediate response because, again, we're dealing with some back-end issues when it comes to getting the text going the way that we want them to go. Once we have that fixed, everybody who's in our text community, as soon as we have that fixed, the texts are going to start going out again immediately. And again, it's free to join, so just text me now. So when it does start working again, you don't have to worry about or think about anything because you will already be in position to get those messages. So again, text me at that number. It's down below in the description. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. People ask, Dre, do you do anything other than write books? Do you do anything other than record the show? Do you do anything other than go to the gym and work out? Do you do anything other than post on social media 7 to 10 times a day? Do you do anything other than write those articles and those emails that come out to my inbox every single day? Do you do anything other than fill in the blank with anything else you know that I do? The answer is yes. One of them is Work on Your Game University. All right, that is our focus right here at the Work on Your Game Incorporated. Our focus is the university. That is where we coach people. That's where we work with high-level performers, entrepreneurs, professionals, people who are serious about being top 2% performers at what they do. You are not okay with just being okay. You are ambitious about your goals and you're urgent about reaching them. If I just described you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now, let's get into the topic. Why time management is an oxymoron. Now, while I do still use the phrase time management, I will still say that sometimes in my 25 hours course, which is about what I call time control. And you can get that course by going to workonyourgameuniversity.com/30. That's where you can get access to the 30-day 3-pack if it's still available. If it's not still available, you're going to get redirected to the university homepage. We open that course up a couple times a year. But if you become a member of the university, you get access to all of our courses, including 25 hours. So even though I still use the phrase time management, because most people still talk about it, the same thing I'm talking about today when they use it, there's actually no such thing as time management. And today's points will explain that, as well as I'll explain to you what you're actually doing when you say time management and the key to actually making it work successfully, because I'm going to explain all that here today, because almost every person I know will like to get better at managing their time and basically getting more done with the time that we all have. Everybody wants to do that, right? You want to get more done with the time you have? Of course, me too. So let's get into why we should not keep thinking of it as time management, because that's not actually what it is. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Point number one, today's topic, once again, time management is an oxymoron. Number one, time is an unchanging constant. You ever thought about that? Time is an unchanging constant. Right now, as I'm talking, we can watch the seconds go by. If you have a watch or a clock with a second timer, you can just watch it slowly, steadily, just keep moving and moving around each second. If you have a digital clock that counts seconds, you can just see the numbers just slowly, slowly going. It's ticking. It actually ain't even going slow. It's just going. All right, but it goes very steadily and doesn't change. The pace of change does not change when it comes to time, which means there's nothing to manage. You can't manage time. How can you manage something that doesn't change? It goes steadily. You can't make it go slower. You can't make it go faster. It goes the exact same pace, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter what you think, whether you are winning, losing, broke, poor, rich, poor, happy, sad, it doesn't matter. Time's pace does not change. So how can you manage time? That doesn't even make any sense. How can you manage something that ain't changing? Can somebody explain that to me? No, you can't explain it to me because there's no way to do it. If you spend your whole day working as hard as possible and getting as many things done as possible, you get 24 hours in a day. Is this true? Any of you who worked really hard any day in the last week, how many hours did you get that day? You got 24. If, on the other hand, you spend the whole day doing absolutely nothing and you waste time scrolling through social media, just wasting time doing a whole bunch of nonsense, and you get nothing done, how much time do you get in a day? 24 hours. So if you spend the whole day on vacation, laying on the beach drinking mimosas, how much time do you get? 24 hours. Which means, regardless of what you do, you get the same amount of time. Does anyone dispute this? You get the same amount of time no matter what you do, right? So understanding this, what are you managing? Ain't nothing to manage. You get the same amount of time no matter what happens. So how are you manage time when you get the same amount no matter what happens, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what you think, no matter what you say? It doesn't change. Its pace does not speed up or slow down. You got the same amount no matter what. What are you managing? There is nothing to manage. See, people are going to use the phrase time management because it sounds as if time is the thing that they need to keep under control. And this is what people say all the time. I guess I got to get better at time management. I had somebody send me a message the other day on my socials. As I always look at the messages on the socials, my assistant usually handles the DMs, but I go and look and just see what people are saying. And someone had sent the message. He was inquiring about Work on Your Game University. And the question asked to him was, what's the biggest challenge you have right now? And he said, he mentioned something about time management. So people use this phrase all the time as if the managing of time is the most important thing. It's not. Because no matter what you do, I've already demonstrated to you that it doesn't change. All right, everybody agrees with that, right? Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Now, let's move on to point number two. Today's topic, once again, is time management is an oxymoron. Number two, what actually needs to be managed is you. You don't need time management. You need self-management. All right, you are the variable, not time. The variable when it comes to time management is not time. The variable is the human. The human is variable. We can go faster. We can go slower. We change. We do things better, worse, different. We can increase what we produce. We can decrease what we produce. We have good days. We have bad days. We are the variable. Time doesn't have a good or bad day. Time goes the exact same pace no matter what. So how are you managing something that ain't changing? Again, there's no such thing. You are the thing that's in question. Time is not in question. Questions are, how much time does it take you to get things done? What do you get done? What do you prioritize? What are your aims? What are the value of the things you do? What are the things that you choose to do over the course of your 24 hours every single day? These are questions. When you change these, that's when you start to feel as if you're using your time more effectively. But you will notice that time doesn't change at all. Only thing that changes is you. Notice that? No matter what time management, quote unquote, hacks you try, time doesn't change at all. What changes is you. So any time management course or program or book or article or episode should not be called time management. It should be called human management with respect to time. That's what it actually should be called. It should be called human management and self-accountability with respect to time, because that's what actually matters. Because you're the only thing that's going to change. Time ain't changing. I mean, it's changing as in it's going to go 1 second, next second, minutes, hours, days, weeks, etc. But it doesn't need your help to do that. All right. So you're not doing anything. So no need to sign up for a time management course. If you're trying to manage time, time is going to manage itself just fine. No matter what you do, you are the thing that needs to be managed. So next time you say time management, what you're really saying is self-management, task prioritization, and self-accountability. Let me say that again. Next time you say time management, what you are really saying is self-management, task prioritization, and self-accountability. These are the things that you really need to do if you want to get better at how you use your time. Those three things. Manage yourself so that you're getting things done when they're supposed to get done. Task prioritization so you know what to get done and when. And self-accountability to hold yourself to account for the stuff that's supposed to get done as and when it's supposed to get done. Those are the things you really need to do if you want to get better at using your time. You do those, I guarantee you your time management skills are going to drastically improve. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is time management is an oxymoron. Here's the key. Managing yourself with respect to time, as I just said. I just gave this one away in point number two. Managing yourself with respect to time. So again, next time you call something time management, this is what you really mean. Self-management, respecting your limited time. This is how we blend these two concepts together. Time, although it does not change, it does matter. Just because something's not changing and it's constant doesn't mean it doesn't matter. Time is a great example. Because time gives us a great baseline from which we can measure our behaviors. When you have time as a measure, you can measure behaviors against time. In other words, if I say I want to write 3 articles, or I want to record 2 episodes of my show, or I say I need to finish hand on all these emails, I can say, all right, how much time am I going to give myself to get this done? Or how much time will it take me to get this done? Because that tells me how much time I have left to get done the next thing, if there is a next thing. So time gives us a baseline for measurement. And what you do not measure, you cannot manage. So you start to see how all these concepts start to combine into each other, like pieces of a puzzle. Anyone who's ever worked in any type of management, especially if you worked in a bureaucratic type of organization with many layers of leadership and managers and people above them, people below them and all of that, that's why they have managers, because what you do not measure, you cannot manage. Manager's job is to make sure everyone knows about the measurements, because the measurements is telling everybody where they're at with respect to where they're supposed to be at, and it holds everybody accountable. Measurements. So in your 24-hour day, how much do you expect yourself to get done? What do you have planned to get done? What are your priorities for getting things done? What are you doing right now, and what is coming next? All of these things are great questions to ask, because you could use time as a measuring stick for each behavior. You could just say, okay, I got these 10 tasks. Each one is going to take X amount of time. So adding them all together, that's how much time is going to take for me to get all of these things done, which means I should be done by this time, at which point I can then do this and this and this. And if I do all of that and don't waste any time, I should, holding myself accountable to time, get everything done today, at least everything on this list. But that will require doing your homework. That will require you preparing ahead of time and actually seeing what needs to be done, prioritizing your tasks, and then planning out everything before it happens. Are you willing to do that? There's nothing stopping you from doing it. I would suggest you at least get started on this. It'll probably help you get a lot more done in one day than you usually getting it done a day. All these things are great questions to ask, again, because time can be your measuring stick. The most important key is, instead of telling yourself that things take as long as they take, this is a bad idea for most of the stuff that you do. I would say, don't just say it takes as long as it takes. Instead of telling yourself that things take as long as they take, give yourself a set amount of time to get things done, and then hold yourself accountable to get things done within that time frame. That's it. Tell yourself, okay, I got 10 minutes to get through these 4 emails, and get through those 4 emails in 10 minutes. This is the most important distinction and the most important change any human being can make, and the one that I push myself to do the same way you need to move yourself to do it. I put timelines and time frames on things that I'm doing and hold myself accountable to those time frames to get things done within those time frames. And then the challenge is just keeping everything else in order, your distractions or your off schedule time, keeping those to a minimum so you can get more done in a day, so you don't have tasks piling up. What's going to happen to all of us at different points, depending on what we're doing and, you know, what we have going on tangentially outside of the work, it can happen to all of us. But of course, we want to minimize that. And it's best minimized by holding ourselves accountable. When you're held accountable for the things that you are doing or supposed to be doing, we tend to get more done. And this is why accountability is the 4th principle of what we do in our university: mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. We got to hold ourselves accountable. We got to hold the schedule accountable. We got to hold our strategies accountable. We have to hold our systems accountable and any other people working with us. Everything is held to account. And one of the best ways to hold something to account is to use something that is completely impartial and objective, like the calendar, like the clock. Can't argue with the clock. You can argue with a person. Can't argue with the clock. This is a very important distinction. And again, push yourself to do this the same way I push myself to do it. You're not always going to be perfect at it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't keep trying to get better. And the people who I've looked at and studied who are supremely efficient, people who are very effective with their time, this is the one singular commonality. They don't have a whole lot in common, but one thing they do have in common is that they're all very stringent about how they use their time and how their time gets used. Again, they don't all word it this way, but this is what I have found to be similar amongst them, is the way that they use their time. And just being very militant, for lack of a better term, of how their time gets used and not allowing that time to get wasted. That matters a lot. That out the way, folks, let's recap today's class, which is why time management is an oxymoron, meaning a statement that purports to mean one thing, but it actually means something different. Again, time management is not even a thing at all. And everybody wants to get more done in the time that we have. So that's why this topic matters. I want you to understand time management, or what we call time management, as it actually is, so you can use it more effectively. Point number one, time is an unchanging constant, which means there's nothing to manage with regards to time. You can't manage time because it goes at the exact same pace no matter what you do, what you say, how you use it, or how you do not use it. All right, no matter what you do, again, time continues to do the exact same thing. Go on vacation, work hard, do no work, doesn't matter. Point number two, what actually needs to be managed is you. Time is not a variable. Humans are variable. So you don't need to manage time. You need to manage yourself. So next time that you say time management, what you're really saying is self-management, task prioritization, and self-accountability. Those are the things that you actually need if you want to get better at using your time. Number three, the key is managing yourself with respect to time. So time is involved in this, but you're not managing it. You're managing time, and time is being used as a barometer to measure you. So actually, you're not measuring time. I mean, you're not managing time. Time is managing you, as a matter of fact, if you really want to look at it how it actually is. And this is how, again, we blend these two concepts together. So in your next 24-hour day, how much do you expect to get done? What do you have planned? What are your priorities? What are you doing now? What's coming next? You should know answers to these questions. And they should be documented. In other words, written down so that you don't have to remember. You just have to look at whatever your documentation is and just do the next thing that it says. That way, your task list, or whatever you call it, priorities list, whatever you want to call it, is holding you accountable, because again, you are the biggest variable when it comes to how your time gets used. So again, there is nothing in time to manage, but time can manage you if you allow it to, and you allow yourself to be held to account by the calendar, which again, is very steady, is very consistent, and it gives no breaks. It gives no breaks and it gives no exceptions. Time is going to keep going whether you use it properly or not, and properly is determined by you, based on your priorities, based on your goals, and based on your measure of success. And the challenge for many people is that they are immune to this, well, let's just call it averse to this level of accountability, because they know that ain't no going around this. There's no circumvention of the accountability of the clock. In other words, if you waste the next 10 years, you will be 10 years older no matter what you say. You can't go around it. You can't circumvent this. You can't talk your way out of it. You can talk your way out of anything with a human. You can't talk your way out of anything with the clock. And when your time is up, your time's up, period. Everybody understand where I'm coming from here? Now, when I do my next version of time management, or what you call time management, courses and programs and things that I'm going to add to either university or I have it available a la carte, this conversation is going to be part of it right here. And I'm going to be teaching you exactly how to do this in even more detail. So with that said, text me, see you in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. Number's down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. You want to work with me directly, have me as your direct coach. I will show you how to make sure that accountability is implemented inside of what you're doing. We're going to create an entire system to make sure you're using your time the right way. You're going to have a clear strategy for what to do when you are working with your time. Have the right mindset about approaching this in a way that will help you become more efficient and effective in the work that you do. And of course, the goal is we want to produce results because we're in a results-based business. If that sounds like you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to. But dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.